is 7-2. Seems to be quite popular there. Missed it last twice, in fact. And then 4 Condona Bottom. Just a second race, though, for this one, since going back to the 18th of June. That's Royal Ascot week. So going to be sharper for that run last time, even though it got beat a long way. 11-1. Right, all set. So see what track one does from Alan Grove. The last two times this one's run from red, even though seeded middle, it's tracked pretty well. Off in racing, where 4 brings it early, goes gun barrel straight middle. 1 driving up hard as well. It's a bit of a burn-up. 4's got the drop on them. Turns in front over 1. There we've got 2, 5, 6, and 3. Quite well strung out, but trap 4 at the moment. Drom Dot Amid likes to lead. Ran well, but leading last time, but it's quickly 1 gone through the gears, trailing really strongly. Now 1 hits the front. Alan Grove on the bridle. They wanted to be on earlier. Relentless from there. Just keep pulling. Freelance in back to 4. Who's done? 2's done. 3 staying on. Could get it for a minor. It's going to be fresh air. It's going to be second. 1 wins hard held. That was a boom from a long way out. Not sure what was second. 3 and 2, 2 and 3. So we're trap 1, Alan Grove. If you follow the early movers, you might have got stuck in there. And 1 is still in front now to pick up. Trap 3, Cost Jane, run really well. And she's on her lonesome, the blue bitch, at the pickup there. But it's all about red. Alan Grove is one like an improving youngster on the downgrade. Wasn't on the downgrade, and he's a July 23. Gave him a lesson. Freeze Nat Nick the second on the spot there on the line. So trap 1 now a 3-time winner. So went gun barrel straight, didn't it, in the corner. And obviously Trackside Shrewdies knew that would happen. And ran a great bend. And it belied its middle seat.